Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 8th of November, recording at 7:38 p.m. And that's GMT. Okay, first the highlights in here. And stock markets pause here. Some of them are back near their highs. Others have seen good gains recently as well and are pausing here to consolidate, it looks like, so far. We haven't had much in the way of downward dynamics, although that Hong Kong sell-off, not today, but yesterday, was a bit sharpish. Bonds rallying from those former lows in here, government bonds. The dollar roared in strong today. Those gains are have been pared back, but still pretty steady overall. And that could be an important story. I've written a lot about it in here today and posted a number of charts. And elsewhere, precious metals sold off earlier in the day, not excessively, but then recovered and closed with gains across the boards. Platinum was the really big one on the upside, almost $9. Okay, that's pretty much it in terms of the highlights. So let's step back a minute. In terms of stock markets, the best case scenario that I envisage of firm stock markets through the end of the year and carrying into 2006 does remain on course with a real chance, provided we don't go back and look at those, look let alone break those October lows. I do regard the October lows as really quite important. Now, I've got a piece on the site, so I won't repeat all this, but that deals with the bull and bear points. Okay, in terms of overall preference among these markets, if you click through all the indices that are on the site, what you'll notice is that a number of those emerging markets are to the fore once again. I mean, within Europe, you've got markets such as Malta and Greece. These are not markets that people are looking at every single day, but it just bears out my theme that the emerging markets, those are the ones that are going to do best overall in this environment. Asia, Vietnam had been a wallflower for a long time, but it's just come on gangbusters this year. Sri Lanka, it's been a powerhouse. It was strong before the tsunami, and it's just rocketed since then. And then there are the petro currency markets, and we've got phenomenal performances in markets such as Greece, Jordan. The UAE has broken out once again, and that petrocurrency interest has spilled over into the markets such as Namibia, Morocco, and so on. So those are all really quite strong. One going against this trend, Chilean, and that's seen quite a loss of upward momentum, although it's a little bit oversold, looks like. At the moment, Colombia breaking out on the upside, but again, you see the theme here, emerging markets. Now, if the oil price were to head down to levels that some bears are forecasting, in other words, back to $40 or below, and then that really would pull the plug, I think, on those what I described as the petrodollar. Stock markets, mainly the Middle East and some of the North African countries. Okay, government bonds, having seen some pretty heavy selling, taking them back down to important lows established earlier in the year, they are firming a bit in here right now. But I don't think we're going to see a whole lot on the upside. But it's enough to say that. And at this stage, some short covering is occurring in here. And if I had had short positions in there, I regret I haven't. That because of my standard policy on this is to say sell the rallies and don't cover them until they start to lose downward momentum. But they're showing sufficient signs of loss of downward momentum that were I short, I'd be Or had I been short, I would be pulling those positions out right now, or at least jamming stops down on top of them. Going on to the US dollar, say the factor that concerns me the most, which I will repeat, is that the big trading house banks were bullish of the dollar, judging by what I was certainly hearing on the financial television channels prior to the breakout that we saw on Friday. So, as I say, I'm hoping in establishing positions there and doing a review of that sector, I'm hoping that there were more talking bulls than participating bulls. If that was not the case, then there is unlikely to be a lot of follow-through on the upside. But again, a chart breakout is just that, a chart breakout and a good signal. And therefore, until or unless it is countermanded, I would give the breakout the benefit of the doubt and have backed it with my own money in shorting the, or buying the dollar, I should say, against the Swissie and the euro, in here today. Another factor that does concern me, and I do still maintain this point, that whatever we see on the upside here in the next few days, weeks, or months, I think that there probably is a bigger move coming at some stage, perhaps next year, on the downside. But that's more theoretical. Let's just stick with the chart facts. We've had a breakout, and I'll back that, as I said before, until it's or unless it's countermanded. Okay, in the precious metals sector, these really don't want to go down, do they? Well, it's a big secular bull market theme. They're still cheap relative to many of the financial assets. There is, of course, this supply inelasticity theme. They are a great store of wealth, alternative currency in terms of that store of wealth. So, again, most important thing I could say is that I will adhere to the policy of buying on setbacks, and when timidity has stayed my hand, I've regretted it more often than not. What I do want to avoid is paying up for those things, because I've always said on these commodities and all these resources is buy the setbacks. Don't chase them, because they can be quite choppy. Goes with the territory. Thin markets. People mostly play them on leverage, so there's going to be a degree of day-to-day volatility, which doesn't look like anything when you look at the longer-term trends. Natural gas, I've got a long position there. I was hoping for some follow-through today after the key day reversal that we saw yesterday. Natural gas has been up a bit and down a bit in here today, more below yesterday's close than above, and that's where it is right now. I think we're going on to after-hours trading here now, but not down that much, just 100 ticks. And so I'm still reasonably hopeful that this oversold market will get a bit better technical rally in here. Crude, crude has just been sort of drifting. But the way the market has come back, again, it looks to me much more like a lengthy consolidation, a midterm consolidation, than a significant peak that will last for a very long time. And I would not be at all surprised to see another move up on the energy contracts in the as we go into the winter months, whether it's just demand, cold weather, that alone can do it, but there's also scope for disappointment, accidents, and so on. Okay, now yesterday I had said in comment of the day that I would talk a bit on inflation investing in the audio, and I forgot to do it. So let me make amends for that, partial amends, by doing so today. And in terms of the inflation investing, you know my view that a long-term inflationary cycle has begun. And no doubt there will be doubters who will point to the last holdout areas where we're still seeing deflation or disinflation. But again, all the money that's been printed, that alone can cause the inflationary cycle. And I've been saying in recent years that the central banks had already seeded that cycle. It's in the insidious stage in here where most people don't notice it, but then suddenly a renewal bill pops up and people are astonished at what they're actually paying, particularly when these are bills that come up annually, like insurance. Okay, how do we play the asset bubble? Well, I beg your pardon. How do we play the inflation investing theme? And one of the points that I would make is that we need to do that by staying with many of the asset bubbles, which have been really quite rewarding in recent years. Now, those would include informed stock markets, but especially the emerging markets, because an inflationary cycle eventually will create quite an important headwind for stock markets, particularly developed country stock markets. We'll see a lot of stagflation, in other words. That won't help share market performance in the developed regions, but the emerging market growth should be stronger. So again, we want to be playing those. And remember, they're volatile, but that always goes with the territory. Very important inflation play, the resources, not least gold and silver. Property. Now, this is a controversial issue. One doesn't want to be joining the wild-eyed speculators who are going to property conferences in Las Vegas and elsewhere around the USA and leveraging up in house prices. But what I have said all along is that while one doesn't want to chase bubbles, that in terms of asset prices, the inflationary cycle that I suspect should have a cushioning effect on property. And those who really know property and can still objectively find value around the globe should do reasonably well. Flats in Germany, for example. I'm certainly not going to do that because property is not my game and I don't want to be an absentee landlord and so on. But if somebody, well, I've said it before anyway, that it was probably a good investment. Art and other collectibles. That's an important one. That's one that's always appealed to me. The only trouble is I've got nowhere to put these things. And you get pictures once the walls are completely covered, and then you start filling closets and putting things under beds and so on and in storerooms. I don't really think art should be locked away. I do like to see it. So I've kind of hit my upper limit on that without at least selling some things on. Now, it's very important for you to mention at this stage that you don't need to be involved in all of these inflation-beating investments. And I should really end by saying stick to what you understand and feel comfortable with. And for most of you, I suspect, this will be stock markets. But if there's anything in the art and collectibles area, property, resources that you do feel you understand as much as anyone can and feel comfortable with, then those are obvious areas for further inflation investing. That's it, folks. All the best.